This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Mix. This is Irene, and you're listening to us here. This is CBiz Media, and we have a great guest with us today. And that's what I always say, but like I said, all my guests are great. I love all my guests. And today we have Mrs. Val Cobb on the phone. Hey, Val.
Hi, Irene. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm glad to have you on the line with us today. And I know that you have a lot of different talents and you have a lot to share with us. I know you from Beacon Outreach Ministries radio show with the new Mrs. Shauna Drake, or Pastor Shauna Drake. And yeah. you're her co-host on that program, which comes on WMKM. Can you tell us a little bit more about that program?
I met her through someone else, Wright Grant, and someone gave her my name. That's how we met. It's been about five or six years ago now, and we just connected and became more like friends. The program is about, the program that she has, Beacon Outreach, is to help people who need help. So people who have lost a job and they might need some job help, resume help, you know, little things about that. People who have lost their home, they might need to connect with someone that knows about finding houses. She connects people together, and she passes out food to people who are in need. And she has gone to people's house and cooked for them. So the outreach mission is going out to those that need the help and not waiting for them to come to church, but going out to find them and help them out where they are.
Well, amen. Wow, that's a blessing, because I do remember one time somebody had called in to the show and they needed some food, and you girls both went down, you know, took money out of your own pocket to just help this person. Not that you guys are rich or anything, but just out of the kindness of your heart, you guys, you know, bought that person some food and went to take that person some food. So that's truly a blessing and something that's needed. And it's good to have ministries like you guys out there and available to the community. What time you guys come on?
We come on Thursday weekly at 10:30, from 10:30 to 10:45, Beacon Outreach Mission International.
Okay, so you guys check them out, listen in on WMKM. And again, we want to congratulate Pastor Shauna Taylor, who is now Mrs. Shauna Drake. So we congratulate her on her recent nuptials. And so we want to talk to you, Val. What do you want to tell us about yourself?
Well, writing has always been my hobby. So I write short stories and poems, and I tried my hand at a play or two. I have two novels that I work on, so I might work on it this year or this month, and then I work on the other one another month, another time. But I write poems on a regular basis, and I just put down topics, write poems of topics that I think about or I come across, or somebody might say a word that triggers an emotion, and I'll write a poem about it. And also, I belong to Greater Ecclesia Temple, the church that I belong to. We have Women's Days, and so I'll write a poem or a short story or something along the theme that we have for the Women's Day. So it's just something I like to do, and I took the grant writing because our church needed a grant. So I learned how to do grant writing in 1999. and we've gotten a few grants for the church through that, and I've taken many classes on grant writing and managing the grants, and I've had five or six clients over the years since 99 besides my church.
Wow, that's great. I want to ask you about the grants. So if somebody wanted a grant, like what type of qualifications would they need? Just like some basic qualifications. I'm not trying to get too deep, but like if somebody's hearing about a grant, like how do you get grants basically? What type of qualification do you have to get one?
Well, the main thing is the majority of grants are for nonprofit. So if you have a nonprofit organization, that's the main thing that they look for. Do you have the 501c3 standing with the federal government? And you can have a nonprofit with the state, and there are some grants that only go to those type of nonprofits where you don't have a 501c3 standing. But the majority is for federal standing with the nonprofits. And then you have to have your program outlined. And a lot of people that I come across may have a program going, but the details of the program, how many people they serve, how often they meet, and do they have a board or not, a lot of them fall short on the qualifications that some of the grants ask for. So do you have a board in place? Do you have bylaws? Do you have procedures written out? How many people do you have? Do you work with other nonprofits? Or do you collaborate with other people that might already do the same thing that you're doing? Some of them like that to happen.
Okay.
So it's quite a list of things that's in need. But basically, do you have your business in order?
Okay. So churches fall under that nonprofit? Or do some churches, or are there some churches that don't have their paperwork together?
Well, a church on the outset is considered a nonprofit. But a lot of things don't go to the churches because you have to have a program going. They don't give to the Bible teaching, and I've only seen a couple of places that will give money to churches for running a church program, but they are a church organization themselves. So if you're a church, you have the nonprofit, but you're running the after school program or a tutoring program or something for the community, that's the way the church would get money for grants.
Wow, I'm glad you cleared that information up for us. So if somebody wanted to consult with you to see, you know, what they might need to get started, to try to get a grant or see if they even qualify, what's a good way that they can reach you?
You can send me an email, put in the email grant, and my email is pressmarkpress@hotmail.com. It's pressmarkpress@hotmail.com. And they can also call. I've been getting a lot of strange calls now, so it could be best if you just email me, because I've been getting a lot of strange calls.
Yes, I think
I tend not to answer.
I understand. I think you just stick with the email, and we'll just leave it at the email. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be the best way.
Can they look you up on Facebook and friend you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. It's Bell Cobb. I don't know what the...
On Facebook, all they gotta do...
If you look it up as Val Cobb, you should see me.
Yeah, because that's how I found you. If you just search for her name on your Facebook, just do a regular search, then you should be able to find her. Unless there's more Val Cobbs, then I'm not sure how that's going.
I've seen any, but that's how you would find me, Val Cobb.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to be right back in a moment. We're going to hear a little poetry from Val, so keep it right here on The Mix.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix.
Okay, Val, I wanted to ask you, okay, you do great writing and you do novels and poetry, and what would you say are you're most passionate about out of those things?
I think poetry, probably, because I do more poems than I do anything else. I do enjoy helping people with their nonprofit. But I do write a lot of poetry.
So do you have any books or anything out, or are you still working on one, or?
Well, that's the thing. I never sent them out to be edited professionally. So that's my next step, is to send the book out to be edited.
Okay.
Nothing right now, but I do have a couple that I put like in a poster type, or, you know, something you can hang on the wall. I have a couple that I do for that.
Oh, wow, that sounds cool. I'd like to do some type of poetry show coming up at some point. So I know someone else that does poetry, and they have, you probably know, Apostle Connie. Her husband does poetry, and he does postcards, and I think he has a poster too.
That's interesting. I do run across quite a few people who write poems, and it's a thing. It gets out, you know, thoughts and emotions that you might have, and it's a quick way of getting the thoughts down and out of your mind by writing a poem. It's similar to journaling to me.
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, maybe you come out with something like for poetry. I don't think you really need an editor for that, but I do know somebody that does do book editing. Then maybe I can share that with you at a later time. But with poetry, I don't think that you need it to be edited, because it's kind of just like an artistic work. Like, it would be best to get a copyright, and you could do that online. I don't know if you've ever looked into that.
I have. I never followed through on it because I share with the church and a couple people, you know, personally. So the copyright never was like a pressing issue to me.
Okay, well, one day I want you to do it. I want everybody to see your stuff.
Yeah, get it out there. I know a lot of people have told me that you know, there are people out there that I'm destined to help, or they're destined to hear what I have to say, and I need to put it out there, so not keep it to myself. You know, somebody else may be blessed by it. I've been told that several times.
Yeah, because so if you get it copywritten, even if you don't do the book right away, at least you can share it at different programs, and you can know it could just reach a wider audience. You could post it on your Facebook, and you know, nobody will have the right to use it because it's copywritten by you. But it'll still be getting out there, even if you don't just do a traditional book. You could even do a website or something and post it on your website, and it could just be all poetry on there. So it's other ways besides just doing a book nowadays, other ways to share your poetry.
Okay, man. I'll think about that a little more often.
Okay. I'm not rushing you. I'm just putting ideas in your head. Okay, Val, we want to hear your poem. Can you let us know the title and share it with us?
Okay, this one is called Journey Down. Many years the road was traveled. At the end of the road was church. There in that building so full of folly, we failed to see its worth. while joyous dancing and parading and singing, such a good notion while it lasted. On that road returning home, we didn't truly know dancing. For the praise of God is never ending, and the life is never living, and down the road, end road, was never the dreamed of ending. If all preaching and seeking and looking and watching, then what have we heard and what have we seen, and why are we still just gazing? Is the voice we heard real? Has the truth been revealed? Do I imagine I stand in the light, the pillar and cloud, the dark corners of the night, and heaven doesn't end at the church?
Wow, amen. That was beautiful. That's a Val Cobb original right there. And thank you for sharing that with us. Again, how could people reach you again if they want to get connected with you as far as grant writing?
You can send me an email at pressmartpress@hotmail.com. Put in the subject line, grants.
Okay, and are you guys welcoming visitors to your church? Would you like to share your church information?
Oh, yeah. Visitors are welcome at all times. Every Sunday, our Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock, and Sunday morning service is at 11:30. We have Saturday Bible study at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11:30 on Saturday, every second and fourth Saturday. So all are welcome. If you just want to come by and visit, if you're looking for a church home, definitely come and speak to the pastor. And you can even ask for me when you come in, saying, who is Val Cobb? You know, we heard about it. We heard about her going to this church, and I'll be happy to talk with you. And I have the Facebook thing. It's val.comm.3@facebook.com. So if you want to go directly to me on Facebook.
Oh, great. That's your direct link. Okay.
val.comm.3@facebook.com.
And I'll be talking to you. You've been a great guest. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also join us on Facebook at CBizTV and Media Online.